The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Today I'm learning about zombie brands. I've heard the terminology thrown around for the last couple of years, but it's really starting to get, I don't want to say more popular, but becoming more prevalent because of what's happening in the retail industry. You've got a lot of companies, a lot of retail stores filing for bankruptcy. For example, Pier 1, closing down all of their stores, but still, in theory, the business will live online. And it's actually not the same people who own the brand now. Basically, a company comes in, swoops in, and buys these so-called zombie brands. They've done it with Dressbarn. They've done it with Linens and Things and the Franklin Mint and even Modell Sporting Goods. But all these companies are dying as normal retailers, so companies are coming in, buying the brand name, if you will, and then recreating the brand online. So Pier 1 online, moving forward, won't be the exact Pier 1 that died in the retail store over the course of the last couple of months. It's fascinating to read about these brands where there is some value to the name, but living online, that's a whole different thing, and who knows what other kind of brands they'll resurrect.